This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, guys. DGS and Camo X. Gloomy, breezy day out there. It's supposed to. Dave Murray, we'll talk to him in about half an hour. Says that we may see some peaks of sunshine, and then it'll be sunny when we wake up tomorrow with a glorious weekend, pushing 70 degrees. Sounds pretty cool. Sounds pretty great. I think a low of like 39 tonight. You guys have the furnaces on yet?
Yeah, got it on.
Yeah, probably kicking on at night a little bit
see,
now.
See, I might set it 58, and it's still not kicking on. So
must be cold in your house.
I mean, it's
a little chilly.
It is pretty cold. The candles keep me warm.
Do you have a space heater or anything that you use?
No. Then again, I do lay on two electric blankets.
I felt so dumb, but I was watching Jeopardy yesterday, and one of the questions or the answers was like, it's called a this heater because this is what you need in order for it to run, and the answer was space. And I didn't realize that's why it's called a space heater, because it needs, you can't have anything next to it. It needs the space around it.
I thought it was from outer space.
I thought it was because it heated a specific space.
Yeah. I mean, maybe it was just like a goofy answer. Let me look it up. Space heater.
Candles will heat your house, though. They will keep your house warmer.
Really?
I mean, it's fire. You're lighting a bunch of little fires in your house.
Whole bunch of fires, though?
If you put a full-ass fire in your fireplace, that is not going to warm your whole house.
I didn't say it's going to warm your whole house, but if you have a couple candles...
These two fighting.
What I'm saying is, if you got a couple candles on the end table next to you when you're on the couch, you will feel the warmth from that. Yes, Kevin, fire.
I don't believe it.
That's...
Okay, so Dave, you're correct. It's called space heater because it heats the space around it. Jeopardy must have been doing like a cute play on words type of thing.
Jeopardy needs to stop doing that. Stay in your lane.
I like it. I like it. It's fun.
They're called space heaters because the man from the moon invented them.
Stairway to Kevin?
Yeah, let's... This is kind of...
That was a weird noise you made.
I know. I didn't mean to make that. It just came out.
Kind of like Cyndi Lauper.
It's squeaking.
David Lee Roth in the old days.
That's what it was. It's a conversation that's kind of tied to what we were talking about generations earlier, but I think it's also going to branch beyond that. But there was a new poll that the Harris Polling Company did that showed that 43% of millennials and Gen Z say that they would prefer pets to kids. That they would rather have pets than have kids, which is understandable for a bunch of reasons, right? I mean, kids are really expensive, and we've gone over this a million times, how much harder it is now to get into your first home than it was 30 years ago when I did it. The wages have not increased at the same level as inflation, at the same level as cost, so it's obviously tougher to get that start. And there are a whole lot of other things that play in it. So I don't think that's crazy. I don't think that's weird. What I found interesting, though, were some of the other things that came out of that study that related to this. Like those younger generations, even with money being a part of this conversation, actually spend twice as much on their pets as Gen Xers or boomers do, which is interesting because you're spending a lot more than you need to. Like, I'm Gen X. I spend a lot of money on my pets, on my dogs. I love my dogs. They're my buddies. And we feed them good food and we take them for regular veterinary care and all that stuff. But I'm not spending what, like, say, my kid spends on her pets. She's always doing extra things and more than is necessary. And I find that to be an interesting logic, right? Like, I can't afford a kid, but I'm going to spend more than I need to on this pet. But then again, if it's taking that space, at least part of that space in your life, it is kind of understandable.
It's like the
that
Diet Coke of children.
That's a good way to put it. Absolutely. But here's what I thought was the most interesting. So this is all from this same poll. But also, I don't think this, I think this was specifically to millennials and Gen Z, but it might have been pet owners in general. But 63% of the people polled said they would take years off their own lives to extend their pets' lives.
Mm-hmm.
How does that hit you guys?
I know how it hit Tony Colombo.
Yeah, we've talked about this on the show before, and everyone was like negotiating the amount of time they would give up for their pets, and Tony said, I would not give up one
second.
Not
1 second.
Oh,
he was like, not 1 second to have my dog live forever.
Which is fair enough.
That's crazy. Have your dog live forever.
Tony really wants to stay alive.
Yeah, I mean, so do I, and I guess that's the kind of the scale, right? Like, am I going to give up a month for a month? Is it an equal scale? Well,
right.
Then that's a little different because then you're starting to say, well, all right, what extra am I really getting from my pet living another month versus a year for a year? I don't know, man. That seems like a lot. I love my dog, but I don't think I want to give up a year because who knows what's going on
in
that year.
Up?
I don't know. That's kind of why I wanted to kick it around because if it was like,
let's say you're going to die at 90.
Would you
die at 85 if your dogs could live to 85, to you being 85?
If they would live as long as I did?
Yeah.
For sure. Without question, yeah.
Yeah, I used to be in that camp, too. Now my thinking has shifted a little bit. I mean, that's assuming the dogs are going to be healthy the whole time.
Right,
obviously.
Yeah, fantasy time.
But, you know, you do run into certain things with your pets that make you think of these things differently.
Yep.
And I've just gotten to the point where I'm like, I just want my cat Lucy to be happy for as long as possible. I don't want to force anything and keep her around mm-hmm. if she's not going to have a super high quality.
Yeah.
So I
yeah.
know
yeah.
that's not part of the thought experiment, but my thinking has kind of changed on that. I used to be like, I'll give up 10 years so she could have another 10 years, which is kind of ridiculous in hindsight thinking
yeah.
about it.
And I'm trying to think of it in a more like realistic way, right? Because we know all these transactions are fantasy. It's not ever going to be a possibility. But if you were to sacrifice, think even financially, what if you were, let's change the dynamic. So not taking a year off your life, but let's say you had to take a year, add a year to the number of years you need to accumulate to retire.
Mm-hmm.
Would you sacrifice a year of staying on your job and doing your job full time to extend your pet's life a year? That is a more realistic scenario. It mm-hmm. is something that, because of medical expenses or whatever, could actually be a real decision.
Mm-hmm. See, I don't have a pet I really like right now. So it's, you know, it's like if you ask me, we could extend Moses' life by a year, but you have to stay until 5:30 p.m. tonight. I'm like, oh, boy, that's a tough one.
You're like, what if I leave an hour early and you take 2 years off? His life. How about that?
If you were to put it to me now, with the
I just got that.
Yeah. If you were to put it to me this way now, like you
Moses,
have your
good news, bad news.
Yeah.
Good news is daddy's home early.
Good news is you might notice I'm home a bit early tonight.
But if you were to put it to
bad
me this way,
bad news is you've got till 7
now, and say, okay, you're supposed to retire at 65, but you can't retire until you're 66.
Yeah.
But your dogs were only going to make it until the end of next year. They'll get another year.
Yeah.
I'd probably do it.
I don't doubt that.
I'd probably work another year to get another year out of that. Again, assuming what Rachel is saying, which is assuming reasonably good health.
I'm
not going to extend their life in a way
where
they're
like
miserable.
The monkey paw story or something.
No,
like
we
that,
don't.
Man.
I don't ever want to put a pet through that. I won't do it. I don't want them to be miserable just because I want them around.
You know, just to kind of bring this full circle, the work I've been doing with hospice, it's not unlike that. Like, I was talking to a family today where they're just now coming to terms with mom may not be here many more months. And they were asking me tons of questions about what happened with my mom and when did she fall and when did she pass and what was it like in between and did she go into dementia? And it's tough. Because you want to keep them around every single second that you can.
Yep.
But then you start feeling selfish that, well, if they don't have the best quality of life, which is what hospice is, it's not a giving up. It's a kind of giving into nature and saying, let's make the best of this we possibly can.
That's a good way to put it. You're making the situation as good as it can be.
Yeah.
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 It's a great way to look at it.
And many times by trying to unnaturally extend a person or a dog, you're not doing either of them any favors. Like when we took Augie in, it'll be 2 years coming up. It wasn't like they called the cops on us or something, but they were like, today's the day.
Yeah.
Like, it could have been a few months ago, but today's the day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely been there. I mean, yeah, it's the worst day, but understanding that, you know, you're doing what's best for them in the moment. Like, knowing there's, you know, with our dogs, the ones you would get to a point where, all right, they can't go outside on their own. They can't walk out there. They're, you know, the hips are starting to give in or whatever. That's that's one of the types of times. So it's like, okay, if they're not enjoying life, if they don't play, if they're not interacting with you, then you're just doing it for you.
So Donald Trump, did you see what he just did? RFK's in.
Oh, boy.
Oh, what's he going
to
do?
He's extended him to be health and something services.
Health and human services.
Health and human services. So he'll be ahead of all the health care in the country.
What's his credential on that?
He's anti-vax.
No, I know, but like
he's a Kennedy.
He's a Kennedy.
This is what really, more than, I don't know, maybe not more than his ideas, but as much as his ideas, if his name was John Smith, nobody would give a crap what he was saying. He would be another Looney Tune person. That's how people would view him, whether you agree with him or not. That would be the view of him if his last name wasn't Kennedy.
But he has such a great voice.
Yeah.
Coming off the top rope.
I like his ideas on cutting the heads off of dead animals and leaving them in the street. I like that.
Putting them on his car.
Putting them in his car to just drive them around.
I actually think the brain worm probably helped a lot. Like,
yeah.
That probably like cleared out some space that a lot of us don't have going on in
our
audience.
Man, you are taking no prisoners.
Trump's really invited the brain worm to be director of health and human services, if you think about it.
I bet the brain worm looks just like Mitch McConnell.
He sticks his head out like the worm in the apple from the old Richard Scarry books.
He's a lawyer, right?
Got me.
No idea.
He has a job?
I also love how
he's not a
never once occurred to me that he had a job.
He got caught having that affair with the Washington Post lady, and it's Olivia like, hey, honey, like you don't have a job anymore, but you get to run Health and Human Services. Like, how is that fair?
Mm. Yeah, I mean,
left her like a dead bear in Central Park.
I guess so.
Well, he was going to eat the bear.
Well, yeah, he was going to eat the bear, but it was like. Didn't the bear, like, fall out the back or something? They didn't close the trunk?
I don't know.
Well.
He hit a speed bump and the bear went...
Well.
Oh, man.
Good times.
You made a good analogy earlier that, you know, just because you've worked in radio for a long time doesn't mean you could run a big multinational radio company. I made the analogy yesterday with a baseball team. Just because I've been around baseball my whole life and played at a certain point doesn't mean I could run the Cardinals. Nobody would give me any credibility if I was given that job, nor would anybody give you credibility if you were that.
And it's really no different, except that this is more important.
Yeah, and again, I do get it. These people will have other smart people around them, so I do understand how that works. But it's baffling to me that you're going to pick someone for a health position who is a lawyer. They are not a physician. They are not a health expert. They didn't study that. And I don't. You don't get to just name yourself that because you did your own research. That's not the same thing.
324 DGS on KMOX. Wheels, Andrew thinks it's a good idea if you explain the Cardinals TV stuff because he's not sure you understand it. So.
Yeah, I obviously have a total grasp over the situation.
Yeah.
I don't really think you do, though, so if you could just tell me and I'll tell you if it's right.
So you're going to double check me and make sure I get it?
Yeah, I'm just double checking you. You know, it's important that you know about this stuff.
All right, so Diamond Sports is the company that has owned what used to be called Bally Sports Midwest and is now FanDuel Sports Midwest. It's the way you watch the Cardinals and the Blues on television. That company was in bankruptcy, but they have now come out of that after renegotiating deals with all of the teams that are staying with them. Some teams are leaving them, but the Cardinals and Blues are staying with them, so that's not any of our concern. So there will be those stations will continue to exist if you have cable, if you have satellite, if you have, like Dave, you have Fubo.
Yeah.
Like, it will continue to exist on the platforms that it was already on. You will now also have the ability to go to the FanDuel Sports app and have it directly to you, stream it through their app for a fee, of course. But that can be separate from having, you don't have to have a TV deal anymore.
And we don't know what that app will cost.
We do not know yet what the cost is going to be on that. Those teams will also be available on Amazon Prime. And it's going to be an extra cost. So, you know, your Prime membership gets you, you know, Prime Video and all of that. And you know what you're paying for that. That will not be covered in that. It will be an extra, but we don't know what that's going to be either. But the point is, you're going to have more ways to go. You're going to have more ways to access the team, so you won't be roped into any specific television service. Right? You can do it through the app. You can do it through Amazon. And yeah, it's going to cost. But the point is, you're not paying for the more expensive TV service, or you don't have to change. Like one of my big problems is I have the Hulu, Disney, ESPN deal for TV. Well, it's a good deal together. I don't want to change that. I don't want to sign up for another TV service just to get sporting events. Well, now I can choose to do this separately on its own, which is what baseball has been trying to do for a long time. But the old model really didn't allow for it, because the old model was based on cable subscriptions, essentially, right? Satellite subscriptions. And that's no longer the model that's changed.
So I was listening to Pauly talk to somebody, and he said something about 23% less. Are the baseball teams making less from this?
They're making less in terms of what they're guaranteed, right? So they were all given. So all of the, you know, baseball players have guaranteed contracts. Major League Baseball has guaranteed TV contracts. These ones have been renegotiated because of the bankruptcy, because the company Diamond Sports was failing. It's part of Sinclair, by the way, the Sinclair Broadcast Company. And on the national side, those TV deals are all guaranteed as well. It's a guaranteed amount every year. And then, of course, but there's no problem with those. The deals with ESPN, TBS, all those are all fine. There's no problem with those. It's just the regional ones that we're having the trouble. And
how about blackouts?
Yeah, that's gone. That's why the streaming is going to exist. You're going to be allowed to watch in-market streaming without it being blacked out. I don't know yet if this will also be an option to get through the MLB app, right? Because MLB, I've subscribed to the MLB package for years. I don't know if that's going to be included in that or available maybe even as an add-on there. I don't know that. I haven't seen that, so I'm guessing it's not. But the point is, if you wanted to watch, for example, on an Amazon, it would be blacked out under the old rules, but under these new rules, not anymore.
Andrew's at checkout?
Yeah, sounds right to me.
You got it.
Thank God I passed.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Don't take no
stuff. David. David.
Welcome back, DGS 334. That sound, by the way, is Bigfoot saying my name. He didn't say it to me, but it was on my beloved Sasquatch Chronicles where a guy said, yep, and then he said my name, and they played it, and it was my name, and I'm like, this is the coolest thing of all time.
David.
David. Why does he sound like he was in Sons of Anarchy?
I even saw the guy, and he didn't say my name.
Sounds like he's doing a frog impression.
he can't get ahead of the foot.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. Hello, Dave.
Hello there. But it brings up my rule of thumb.
Yeah.
And you're the same way, because I'm a Dave. Anybody who says David to me, that's a problem.
Yeah.
I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
And if Bigfoot is saying that to you, David,
you did something.
Dave Murray's saying, excuse me, it's actually Dave. Especially Dave. I don't go by David. Sorry.
Mr. Squatch.
So I have a brother named David. And when I first started interning on the show, I was nervous around Dave Glover because I'm like, oh, it's his show and I just want to do a good job. And you would come by and say hi. And I'd be like, hello, David. And I would always feel so stupid. Like, I felt like such an idiot every time. Like,
did you even? Yeah, we used to talk about that.
No, I remember that.
We used to talk about that all the time.
For me, it was the David Allen. David Allen was the precursor to an ass whipping.
Yeah.
Like, I swear to God, when I would hear David Allen, I would just run.
Oh, if you get your middle name, you know it's coming.
Forget it. Yeah. You're deep trouble.
You know how they say, like, with the police, don't run because it's going to be worse? I learned over time that the whipping was no worse.
It would be the same either way.
It would be the same either way.
So like, you might as well make a break.
You got nothing to lose.
Yeah, if I just stood there and waited for it, they weren't taking it easy on me. So I just take off.
Yeah, they didn't respect it. They weren't like, okay, all right.
You ever get the three full names, like your first, middle, and last name?
Oh, that was death.
It's over.
Yeah.
Over.
We lived right by a giant, probably.
There they go. They're coming
for
you,
Dave. That's Bigfoot.
They're coming for you. The person in the car is going, David.
David Murray.
Dave
Murray lives in the most insane neighborhood.
I know. You're right. It's really crazy.
There's always some crazy stuff.
It's not a postcard for Laguna Beach.
There's always some absolute madness going on.
And now it just keeps going, too. One of the neat things, last night it was crystal clear here. Got to see the launch of one of the SpaceX rockets.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, cool.
Very cool.
How close is that to you, Dave?
It launches from Vandenberg, which is north of Santa Barbara. And, I don't know, what, 100 miles maybe?
That's neat. That's really cool.
But it was so clear over a lot of the U.S. that it was visible through the Rocky Mountains.
Wow. Yeah. That's really neat. I've seen photos on TikTok of people in planes that are taking off or landing and as a rocket's going up.
Oh, that's cool. Yes.
What does it look like to you, Dave? Does it look like how far away is it?
They launch over the Pacific Ocean. It's not that far away. It was really wild because the launch was delayed about an hour. So I was watching it on YouTube and they said, okay, we're like a minute from launch. It's been cleared. And I thought, okay, well, I'll go outside. And then all of a sudden it was like, whoa, wait a minute. There it is right there. The initial booster is when they burn this rocket fuel. I think it's a liquid kerosene. It's phenomenal.
Does it look like a rocket ship to you, or does it look like a dot and you're watching it go up?
You don't really see the rocket ship. You see the effect of launching this thing.
Okay.
So it's a big blow up of flame.
Wow.
And then it just kind of disappears for a little bit until the second stage blows. Then you see it again. Then you see this huge plume of exhaust coming off the thing, and you start to see these little satellites drop out of it.
Yeah, we got to see 2011 was the last space shuttle launch, if I remember right, because we went to Cape Canaveral to visit my wife and daughter and I during spring training. We took a weekend and I went up there. We went there for the day and it was on the pad. So you could see it out there. You weren't allowed to go out there because it was so close, but it was like a day later that it was launching. And we watched it from Roger Dean Stadium in Jupiter. You could see the whole thing, and that was in Cape Canaveral, which is several hours north. Yeah, it's really cool. Yeah. Really cool.
My folks lived in that area. They saw launches all the time.
Oh, jealous.
Can't believe people get on top of those things. I mean, say what you want. You're an astronaut. You're famous. It's a cool job, but that takes some guts.
Yeah, it does. Wouldn't that be the greatest rush, though?
No.
Yes. I agree.
I would be like scared as hell, but let's go.
I would be shrieking.
Yeah. No, thank you.
Like, man wasn't meant to go to space.
Oh, it would be the worst.
David Hartman and I were on the list.
Were you really?
But then the Challenger explosion happened, and the list just kind of went away.
Yeah. I would probably rather go to space in the other way, where you take a plane and you just kind of keep on going up like they're doing now. Mm-hmm. But I would that rush would have to be amazing. Be so great.
I never wanted to go to space, but when Shatner came back and was like, there's nothing up there but cold and death.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, what happened to you?
Now I want to go.
You're only up there for like 2 seconds.
No, it really got to Bill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I would I would set the program back a decade. They'd be carrying it live, like local radio show. I was like,
flipping the shuttle apart.
There's a major flying in the windows of that capsule.
You're breathing on the window and writing "Save me" in the
mission
he's
control.
Going,
is like, what's happening?
He's going what can only be described as berserk. We're not sure what to do.
If you've ever wondered how you poop on a spaceship, I can show you.
It's an involuntary action.
You just go. And I wouldn't stop. Like, once we got there, like, when everyone's floating around and eating bubbles of goo or whatever it is they do, I would still just be in the back screaming.
You don't think he'd pass out?
No, because that would be easier. I would be praying. I'd be hitting myself in the head
trying
with things.
Pass out,
yeah, trying to pass out. Yeah. I almost didn't make it through a leg cramp last night. I'm not the toughest guy. So, so Dave, going to clear up a little later?
Yeah, it's obviously a painfully slow process, but the clouds will be with us this evening, slow clearing overnight. Friday looks pretty good, partly to mostly sunny. More and more sun as we go through the afternoon. 59, Saturday looks pretty, plenty of sunshine. 62, Sunday a mix of clouds and sunshine, a little warmer. 67 degrees. Can I do a little long range and some interesting facts here?
Yeah.
They cut into your headlines, Rachel.
It's okay.
Sorry. Okay. Now, once we get through Sunday, and the weekend looks dry, Monday and Monday night look very wet. Periods of rain and growing concerns about the possibility of some strong to severe thunderstorms, probably late Monday into Monday night. Following that system, which is going to be coming out of the west, is the colder weather we started to talk about yesterday. So we've got colder weather coming in, let's think, after the 20th of November. So that's Wednesday, right before the winter forecast on the 21st. And that chill is going to last through the Thanksgiving weekend. So it's going to be around a while. As the chill takes over the 20th, 21st, we could see a hint of some light snow across the area. We will be cold enough at night. Also, Tropical Storm Sarah has formed. It's kind of floating around south of the Yucatan. It's stuck down there because of high pressure to the north, but it should come into the Gulf of Mexico and be a concern for the west coast of Florida the 20th and 21st of November. And so you get to thinking, how many storms have we had in November? Mm-hmm. This is how you impress your friends.
Mm-hmm.
Out of the 647 tropical events that have hit the continental U.S. since the 1850s, four have hit the United States as either a tropical storm or a hurricane. Out of those four, all four have hit the west coast of Florida.
Wow.
How about that?
Yeah. That's those are crazy stats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hmm. That's why I'm here.
Yeah. Crazy stat Dave.
David.
David. I want to do a couple headlines, Rach?
Sure. Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. And Dave Murray, we are just 1 week away from the winter forecast, aren't we?
We are. It's exactly.
Exciting stuff.
Yes.
All right. Headlines. The Onion has bought Alex Jones's InfoWars empire. The satirical news site reportedly won an auction to take over the site and its parent company, Free Speech Systems, on Wednesday. The Onion plans on shutting down the InfoWars site and relaunching it with internet humorists and content creators.
Couldn't have happened better. I mean, that's just perfect.
I mean, it is pretty funny.
So yeah. Great. I thought it was fake for a while when I saw it today because I'm like, there's no way.
Yeah.
There's no, it's too on the nose.
Alex it's Jones says it's unacceptable and he's going to fight it.
It's so good.
Good luck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, it turns out kids want video games for Christmas. The Entertainment Software Association says 76% of U.S. kids are asking for video games as their present for the holidays. The survey found that for children aged 10 to 17, video games are also at the top of, it's also at the top of those kids' wish lists. Trailing behind video game-related gifts are requests for money and gift cards, clothes and accessories, and electronics and other tech items like phones and smartphones. Watches.
Did they give the numbers for kids 50 and older?
Yeah, I would like to report that 100% of Andrews would also like video games for Christmas as their present.
Here's Christmas in the Glover house these days. Maureen does the shopping for Phoebe.
Right.
And buys her things that Phoebe has told her to buy.
Right.
And so I'm the only one surprised. You know, like
beautiful.
Yeah. Right. She opens 20 things and she's like, oh, it's this, it's so cute. Marine's like, yeah, I knew you wanted it. And I'm like, yeah, babe, we really
nailed it.
We looked for that for a long time.
Like, I didn't know.
I was walking through JCPenney's for hours.
What a team we are.
JCPenney.
Yeah, I'm that way, too. I'm the one that's surprised about everything.
Yeah.
Joe Exotic is making a plea to President Trump, asking to be pardoned from prison and suggesting that Trump should also appoint him as the head of the Fish and Wildlife
Service.
Do
it. Why not? What the hell do we have to lose?
One more story here, and then we'll go to break. Holiday travel could be surprisingly smooth this year. Analysts at Kayak say that 84% of American travelers are anxious about holiday travel, but a new survey shows some encouraging news. According to data from the travel search site, just 5% of flights were delayed more than 60 minutes last Thanksgiving, and only 6% around Christmas. So there's very little risk that you'll be stranded either. Only 0.33% of Thanksgiving flights were canceled in 2023, so it's making people optimistic for travel season in 2024.
Hey, Dave, I have a question about a new fear I've unlocked, which is the big trees in my neighborhood falling on my house when the local weather people in the morning say it's going to be breezy. So unless there's like a real problem with the tree, like it's dead and hollow, like what kind of winds does it usually take to knock a big tree down?
Yeah, well, it depends on the tree. Because some trees are stronger than others.
Yeah.
But you want to get up to 40 plus.
Oh, man. That's too low.
That's pretty low.
Dave was like, I was hoping it was a hurricane.
Yeah. I was waiting for like 80, 90. So fear continues to be unlocked. Thank you, Dave.
There you go. All righty. Keep
up and running. 353 DGS, top of the hour. Going to have Matt Pauley from the sports department. That's always fun. I saw a TikTok last night. And flip my thumb, and it's Johnny Carson, and the probably millennial host says, do you know who this old man is? And first I thought she was talking about me. and I'm like, yes, man, that's Johnny Carson. And she's like, his name is Johnny Carson. And believe it or not, in the 70s and 80s, he was one of the most famous people in the country. And he was such luminaries as Michael Jackson and blah, 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 blah. And I say all this just to demonstrate that no one out there knows who this is. Everything ends. It doesn't matter how famous you were at one point or the influence you had on politicians. Everything ends because now no one even knows who this old guy is. It was interesting and depressing at the same time.
I find stuff like that to be oddly freeing because it's
I'm kind of with
matter.
You, Rich. I'm with you.
It's like, it's ashes to ashes, right?
Like when they do the in 100 years, everyone you know is going to be dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, in the end, so many people who thought they were important in their life, I don't know who that dude was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, talking to my hospice patients, I have two great ones, and they're very verbal and conversant and full of wisdom. They really are. But I was talking to Jackie today, and she was talking about how much traveling that she's done. And so I was kind of, you know, she gives her stories, I give mine. And she's like, well, when's the last time you were in Europe? When's the last time you were in Jamaica? When's the last time you this and that? Oh, you know, my daughter was born 19 years and 20 years ago, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, and how old are you? Like 60. And she's like, you need to get on it. Like, you need to get on it before you can't do it anymore.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.